Financial advice plays an important role in guiding individuals about the best way to save and to achieve a broad range of financial goals. But which professional are you likely to get the most value from? That really focuses on your needs and the best products in the marketplace that will be suitable for your plans. To give us their view on things, especially around the distinction between financial product advisors and financial planners, I'm joined on the line by David Kopp. He's the Director of Relevance at the Financial Planning Institute of Southern Africa. Thank you so much, David, for joining us. So why does the term broker no longer have relevance in the financial planning industry?
So we think that broker is maybe a bit of an outdated term from the days when financial advice was all about selling products. I think what we've seen that financial planning specifically has transformed from an industry to a profession. And there's been a lot of works to professionalize, both in terms of the regulatory space, where the regulations have moved on from the days when just about anyone could become a financial advisor with very specific education and experience requirements in place. And then in addition to the regulatory requirements, there are many financial advisors out there who actually go further than that's what's required by the regulation and actually get a professional designation, either the CFP professional, the FSA professional, or the RFP professional that's issued by the Financial Planning Institute in South Africa.
So what do we mean when we talk about holistic financial planning? And typically, what sort of interrogation should a financial planner be making as they try to ascertain your needs and your goals?
I think the important bit about holistic financial planning is before a financial planner actually starts talking to you about your money, they find out a little bit more about you. So in order to provide your ongoing and personalized financial planning advice, it's very important that the planner actually understands your values, where you come from, and what your goals and dreams are as a person. Mm. Once I understand that, then you can start getting to the money side of things. And I think the first part of a holistic financial plan is actually understanding your spending habits. So doing your budget is probably the cornerstone of a holistic financial plan. So you understand what the economic resources are. You also understand exactly what the person's goals, dreams, and hopes are. And then you can take the two and merge them together. So you can say, well, based on what your goals are, we can then look at what your current financial position is and how do we move you from your current position to your desired future state.
Mm. So how should people determine whether they need financial advice or merely a financial product?
Yeah. So I think it's very important that it does become very personal. So, for instance, if you've just gone and gotten a bond and the person who issued the bond requires you to actually get a life policy, then you know, okay, well, I've got to go get a life policy. Mm. So if you've already got your goals that are stated and very clear in your head and you're just looking for somebody to give you advice on what the best product will be to meet that, then you can go get some product information and product advice.
Yes.
However, if you're sitting and going, well, I know that I'm supposed to retire somewhere in my life, or I've thought about things that I maybe want to achieve, but you need help with crystallizing those goals and really exploring over and above just if I do die one day, I want to have a life policy in place, but exploring what your goals and dreams actually are. That's when you need to speak with somebody to get more holistic financial advice to help you actually identify those goals, mm-hmm. and then move forward into working out strategies to implement those goals and reach the point that you want to get to.
A lot of emphasis is placed on the word independent in this field. Are people ever truly independent? I mean, how are these professionals paid?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's two different conversations. And the first one is this independence versus tied agent. And the reality is, and specifically what we believe as the FPI, it's more important to find out what your financial advisor does. Okay, so is their objective to help you choose the best financial product for you, or is their objective to understand you and to help guide you on a financial journey? And the reality is, whether they are working for an independent financial advice firm, which is essentially a firm that is not tied or has their own license, mm-hmm. and is not licensed by a product manufacturer, or if they're working for one of the large insurance companies who manufacture the product and distribute the products.
Yes.
In either case, the advisor could be out there to sell you a product or could be out there to give you advice. And I think That's why we're also saying in an article we wrote that it is more important to find out, you know, what is the ultimate goal of the advisor? Are they there to help you choose the best product to meet your goals, or are they there to help you determine exactly what your goals are? Now, in terms of a financial advisor being paid, the large majority of advisors are still paid either through a commission structure,
yes,
when they sell a financial product, or they take a percentage of your assets under management as an ongoing fee for providing you ongoing advice. What we are seeing from a global stage, however, and also in South Africa, many advisors are moving to a fee-for-service model where they either charge you an ongoing monthly fixed fee, or they say, well, if you want a plan designed for you, this is what it's going to cost you to design the plan, and then you pay for the design of that plan. So we are seeing a shift from product-related payments to client payments. But it's very important, again, you know, when you have the discussion around how a financial advisor is paid, we think that the conversation you should be having is more about, what are you going to do for me? And what is that service going to cost?
Yeah.
Once you understand that, you as a client can choose what the best way for you to pay that is. And if it is through a commission on a product, at least you understand and it's been totally transparent in terms of what that cost is going to be for you. So we don't believe there's any bad method of payment. It's all about transparency and the client going in with the full knowledge of the effects of the various payment options that they're going to choose.
And what type of questions should people ask their advisor before making a decision whether to use their services or not?
Yeah, so I think the first one is actually understanding the advisor's background. So things like, what are their qualifications? How much experience have they got? What are the services that they're offering? How are they paid for those services? And, you know, what kind of clients do they like dealing with? So you can see that, you know, the clients they deal with are like you. Another important question to ask is, in order to give financial advice, particularly advice that is related to financial products, you must be licensed by the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, which is the regulator for financial services in South Africa. So you would need to firstly check that they are licensed to actually provide advice. Obviously, again, in terms of the qualifications and the experience route, also understanding if they are a member of a professional body and hold a professional designation like the CFP designation. And then related to the services that they provide, you know, once we've had the initial conversation as an advisor and client, what are the obligations on both the client and the advisor after that initial obligation that is related to the ongoing services and advice that can be given? Because I think that's where a lot of the unhappiness comes in. A lot of clients might go into thinking that they would get ongoing service from their advisors, where sometimes the advisor might think that this is a once-off or an initial consultation. So it's very important to build and say, what exactly is the relationship going to look like? Is it a once-off consultation where you're going to give me a specific piece of advice, or are we going to enter into a long-term relationship, and what is that long-term relationship going to look like?
That was David Kopp. He's the Director of Relevance at the Financial Planning Institute of Southern Africa.